9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got a echo.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
All right.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durk, a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, for the first time in 2023, It's time for Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, welcoming you to Riders Field in the beautiful state of Texas for the season opener for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's been 191 days since Kellen Strom made a catch in left field, sealing the Rough Riders' second Texas League championship in franchise history. Now we open the season in 2023 as the Amarillo Sod Poodles come to town for the first game of 138. First of 69 home games and the first of three this weekend. Can't get more excited than this for Frisco Rough Riders baseball. And a lot to be excited about. This roster in particular, a lot of names that came in towards the end of last season that remain on the squad. 21 returners for this minor league AA club in the Texas Rangers organization. And a lot of the top prospects, four of the top five of the Rangers' top 30 prospects, are here with Frisco. Zach Bigley caught up with the manager of the Frisco Rough Riders, who was in Down East 2 years ago. Carlos Cardoza made the move up to High A Hickory last year for one season, and now in Frisco, 3 years, three stops. You had a conversation earlier with him, Zach. I'm excited to hear that conversation for his AA debut.
Really exciting for Carlos Cardoza. Josh, welcome to the Rough Riders.
Hey,
here we go.
Thank you.
Opening day. But, hey, I mean, honestly, Carlos Cardoza, just I know that you echo these sentiments. Really impressive guy.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at what he does for this organization, having spoken to a lot of Texas Rangers folks, they are very impressed with him. They like him a lot in this organization, and you can tell he really garners the respect from the players. And this is a very talented team. MLB.com came out earlier today calling this the most talented team in all of minor league baseball. That doesn't get taken lightly around these parts, and you can really tell that there are a lot of talented folks coming back to this team and a lot of expectations on this club as well. And it really all reflects back on Carlos Cardoza, and we're certainly excited to see what he can do all season long here in Frisco.
Yeah. It's one thing to win a Texas League championship. There's 10 teams. That's a tough task. Another thing to be called the best AA team. It was best minor league team, any level, and that is the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, hope you got your popcorn ready to sit back and tune in for the first game of the 2023 season. After the break, you'll hear Zach Bigley catch up with first-year Frisco Rough Riders manager. It's Carlos Cardoza coming up after this on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Welcome back to the Riders pregame show before opening day. We're joined by Carlos Cardoza, the manager for the Rough Riders in his first season. And first and foremost, opening day. What does opening day mean to you in all your years in baseball?
That's a tough question. I really haven't thought about it too much, but I heard a word of advice when I first started in coaching that I've shared with colleagues and players, and that if you can make each opening day more significant than the last one, then it's a positive sign. And you know, up to this point, that's what it's felt like, and this year is no different.
I know, and as a manager, you're really in tune with kind of the emotions of the game and making sure you're building relationships with the guys. How important is it on a day like today to not take it for granted and kind of take in the crowd and everything that surrounds opening day?
Yeah, I think once the game starts, it's find a way to win a game. But before all that, I just the players, that's they need to take that in. They need to take in the sights, the sounds, the smells, the fact that they get to wear a uniform for a living, understand it's a privilege, understand the opportunity they have in front of them, understand it's still a game. It's a boys' game, and as men and women, we get to play it now as a profession. Boys and girls' game, and as men and women now, we get to play it as a profession. So what you described, I hope that's priority number one for the players, and especially on a day like today.
Joined by Carlos Cardoza, manager for the Rough Riders here pregame. When you look at this team, it's an incredible amount of talent. And you can talk about the prospects, but I think overall, when you just look at every single player, there's a lot of talent and there's a lot of excitement surrounding this clubhouse. For you, when you're managing guys to this level, what's your excitement level to be working with these guys?
Yeah, it's at an all-time high, you know, like it was at an all-time high last year and the year before that. And it is a talented group, and you know it should be exciting, and they've been in the organization, most of them, for a while now, and they understand our standards and the expectations and the style of play. And you know, the quicker we come together as a group, I think the better it'll be for, you know, for our style of play in the season and our days on top of the games.
Jack Leiter gets the ball today on opening day, a guy who Riders fans are very familiar with from last year. What has he worked on that you've seen in the offseason, and what do you want to see from him today?
And what I want to see from him today, like you alluded to earlier, is get the ball, compete, and have fun. I know he's into the offseason, coming into the year. He's gotten a better idea of who he is and what he wants to do, most importantly, and how he wants to attack the game and the opponent. And those things at this level become even more critical than at, you know, lower levels, because as they get closer to the big leagues, players understanding what their strengths are, what's gotten them to this level, that's always going to be kind of their backbone and what's going to carry them, you know, the next couple steps.
Carlos Cardoza, our guest here on the pregame show. We'll get you out on this. With this being your first opening day here in AA, you personally, what are you most looking forward to when you go out and onto that line and right before first pitch?
Just seeing the guys, seeing the players, the staff, being together with them, and hearing the anthem and getting going. It's I know the emotions can run high, and you know where my mind goes to is watching them play the game, watching them play the way we've talked about playing and the way they've been playing and the way they played last year, and just kind of setting a tone for the season. And I know there's you know, the fun aspect to it is important and enjoying it, but I also believe that setting a tone for the season is important tonight.
All right, we look forward to it. First pitch at 6:35. We'll take a break. Josh Warden has starting lineups next for you. Carlos, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, man. Happy opening day to you.
Happy opening day.
Congrats on your big league debut the other day, man. We got a big league game caller calling Frisco. We'll enjoy you for as much as we have you.
Thank you, Carlos. Appreciate it. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, we are moments away from first pitch here in the season opener for the Frisco Rough Riders. Let's get to the starting lineups for each side. We will start with Sean Roof's crew, the third-year manager for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Leading off for the Soddies and playing second base is Ryan Bliss, the second-round pick from 2 years ago. Batting second and playing shortstop, making his return to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Jordan Lawler, the sixth overall pick, a native of Carrollton, Texas, and out of Jesuit High School. Batting third and playing right field is Caleb Roberts, the cleanup hitter. And third baseman is Davison De Los Santos, the number five prospect in the organization. Batting fifth for the Sod Poodles and playing center field is Tim Tawa. Hitting sixth and playing left is A.J. Vukovic. Hitting seventh and the catcher is Adrian Del Castillo. Hitting eighth and the DH is Juan Centeno. And hitting ninth is the first baseman, Nafi Castillo. The Dominican rounds out the lineup. On the hill today for the Sod Poodles is a right-hander, Bryce Jarvis, 6'2", out of Franklin, Tennessee. His counterpart, second-year Frisco Rough Rider Jack Leiter, is your opening day starter today for the Rough Riders. The starting nine for Frisco, as penned in by the first-year manager, Carlos Cardoza, leading off and playing center field, Evan Carter, the second overall prospect in the organization. Batting second and DHing today is Leody Taveras, making a rehab appearance here for Frisco, and former Rough Rider comes back to DH and bat second. Hitting third and playing shortstop, returning to the squad, Luis Angel Acuna will play short today. Batting cleanup and the left fielder today, Dustin Harris, who played last year for Frisco, missed the latter part of the season. Good to see him healthy, ready to go. Thomas Sajacy bats fifth and plays third base. Batting sixth and the second baseman, Dio Arias. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Trevor Hover. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Kellen Strom, returns again, one of the 21 returners for Frisco. And rounding out the nine, the catcher, Scott Capers, with some heroics in the postseason last year. There's your starting nine. A lot of returners for last year's squad. A lot of guys who are part of that dog pile on September 17th from a year ago. And that is the starting lineups for both squads, with first pitch just about 5 minutes away, about to have the national anthem here at Writers Field. Again, Bryce Jarvis and Jack Leiter, the starting pitchers today. Leiter, who made every appearance in his 2022 campaign for the Rough Riders, just under 100 innings and over 100 strikeouts for Jack Leiter. And so he begins a big season for him in his second full season in the minor leagues. He'll get the ball and throw out the first pitch in just a few minutes. National anthem coming up. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles begin the 2023 season right here at Writers Field. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Werner. We'll come back in just a moment here for the broadcast play-by-play in the first inning coming up after this on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Writers Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
A high drive, deep down the left field line, forget it, way out of here.
Gets up, throws to first, in time.
Strike three and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
He is flying to third.
Way back, get out of here.
He makes the sliding catch and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
The last time the Frisco Rough Riders took the field, they were celebrating a Texas League championship. And as winter gives way to spring, the Rough Riders are back on the field in North Texas looking to defend their league crown. Hi, everybody. It is our pleasure to welcome you into Riders Field for the first time in the 2023 season as the Rough Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles on opening day. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday evening. The Frisco Rough Riders last year, champions in the Texas League for the second time in their franchise's history, and it was an incredibly talented team. When you look at this 2023 roster, a lot of familiar faces from that team that was jumping around like little boys in Wichita about 6 months ago. 21 returning players for this Frisco Rough Riders team will don the same uniform today, and a lot of talent as well. Earlier today, MLB.com said this Frisco Rough Riders team is the most talented team in all of minor league baseball, and it certainly shows. 9 top 30 prospects, 4 of the top 5 prospects in the Texas Rangers organization, and 4 top 100 prospects as well by MLB.com. Josh, this is a team that has been very hyped throughout all of minor league baseball, throughout baseball in general, and we are so excited to see what they can do in opening day.
You can't get more stoked. And like you said, the talent level is, there's no question that it's there. There's dudes on this team stacked with plenty of high-level prospects, with prodigious amount of talent on this squad. So I think the bigger question is not, is there going to be power? Is there going to be good pitching? Is there going to be some speed on the base paths, good defense? You've got all those guys. It's, can you bring it together as a team? Can you make it a winning team beyond just, yeah, your third baseman's good, your second baseman's good? Because you can have all that, and you're probably going to be decent with a bunch of good players, but you're not always a good team. You don't always have that. And so the question is, for Carlos Cardoza in his first year as manager, can you bring it together? And I think all signs point to yes. I mean, everyone who's spoken of him has spoken well. I haven't heard a bad word about him. And the nice thing is, a lot of these guys, probably more than most AA teams, are familiar with Carlos Cardoza, because for a typical AA manager, you see guys come through the ranks, they're there with you for a year or two and move on. But for Carlos Cardoza to come through low A 2 years ago, high A last year, double A this year, a lot of the players are on the same trajectory. So he's coached these guys, he's managed these guys for a couple of years. And so they're already familiar with him. It's not a new face to them, even though it might be a new face for most fans in the Frisco area. And so I think a lot of the early season kind of getting to know you, sort of feel you out scenarios, there might actually be fewer for Cardoza, even though he's a first-year manager, because he's coached a lot of these guys over the past few seasons as they've come up through the minor leagues. And so there's a lot to be excited about, and day one, we're here, baby.
Yeah, we are. One of those guys that Carlos Cardoza did not manage last year is the man taking the ball for the Rough Riders on the hill today, Jack Leiter. There is no doubt that he's one of those guys that it draws a lot of attention in the Texas Rangers organization, and why not? He was the number one prospect coming into last year. He was the number two overall pick in 2021. And he struggled in his first AA season. There's no way around that. Pitched all his starts here in Frisco last year, nearly 6 ERA, but he struck out 109 batters in 92 and two-thirds innings. There were a lot of positives to take out of that. It was a really big test for him to immediately get put here at the AA level, and there were some things that he definitely needed to work on over the course of the season. Talking to the staff for the Rough Riders before today's game and leading up to this season, he worked on a lot of those things very intently over the offseason in spring training as well, and we're expecting to see a new look Jack Leiter, extremely confident, and it's all about that fastball and slider combination that he features.
Yeah, he's got that stuff. I mean, when you look back at a season for a guy showing up at AA for the first time, there's sort of three categories that you could put in. How did that go at the end of the year? Number one is just, it went well, and you hope for that category. The worst one is, it went poorly. That's the other option. And then there's the middle one where you could say, it didn't go great, but there were flashes. It's sort of a silver lining, and sometimes you can kind of finagle the numbers or look at certain things to find a bright spot. But that is a different category than just, it was bad. And Leiter wasn't, in the first category, it wasn't lights out, everything's great, it wasn't smooth. But it wasn't the third category either. It was squarely in that second category. He's a young guy. He's younger than pretty much everybody he faced. I think there was, looking back through the numbers, I think there was only 40 plate appearances all of last season where the guy he was pitching to was younger than him.
Wow.
And so now that's going to change this year. He's a year older. He's going to start being right around the same age as a lot of these guys. And so this could be a totally different season. If he goes from, you know, a 5.5 ERA in the mid-fives down to wherever it shows up this year, and obviously there's other numbers just as or more important than ERA, but just as an indicator, and he's got so much time ahead of him, I'm stoked to see what he does today in this whole season.
So he takes the field out in front of us here at Riders Field. Jack Leiter wearing number 22 on his back as he has his entire career. Those numbers, as we've alluded to, are as follows from last year's campaign in the Texas League. As a 21-year-old to begin things, and then 22 in the middle of April. 3-10, a 5.54 ERA, 23 games, 22 of them starts. 92 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 109 but walked 56. And that's going to be a huge focus in this game today and all season with Leiter, is that command. We'll dig into that a little bit more. He's faced Amarillo four times. It's been a little bit of a tough time for him against Amarillo. His first start, he allowed 7 runs in 5 innings at Amarillo, giving up a couple home runs, including a grand slam in that game, a 7-4 loss for the Rough Riders, and then a 1-inning start later on in that series, and then twice in August as well. Both 5-inning starts, and they got better progressively. 5 innings allowing 3 runs, all earned on August the 5th, and then on August 30th, allowing just 2 runs over his 5-inning start, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Overall, in his 4 appearances head-to-head against Amarillo, 0-1 with a 6.75 earned run average. But as we've been talking about, this is Jack Leiter 2023 version. And so we'll certainly see what we see from Jack Leiter in his revamped form in 2023. It's a Rough Riders defense that has been really good as well from what we've seen from these guys both last year and then also during spring training. Let's set the defensive alignment for you as Jack Leiter gets his warm-up tosses in. Dustin Harris is out in left field, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom, the right fielder on this opening day. Thomas Sejasi plays at third base. Luis Angel Acuna, the defender of the year in the organization 2 years ago, he's at shortstop. Dio Arias is at second. Trevor Hover is the first baseman, and Scott Capers does the catching for the Rough Riders and Jack Leiter. Capers, after he was promoted last year, he caught all 7 of Leiter's starts while he was on the roster. So he remains his catcher here for 2022. Ryan Bliss, or 2023, what year is it? I don't even know at this point. We're starting 2023 here. Ryan Bliss getting ready to start things off. He's in from the right side, the former second rounder out of Auburn, against the former first-rounder out of Vanderbilt. Looks over his glove. We're ready to go here in 2023. Leiter delivers the first pitch of the season. It's outside, and we are underway. 1 ball and no strikes on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from the right-hander Jack Leiter. Looks over his glove, tips it over his cap, delivers. Fouled straight back over the netting, and the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. This is going to be a very important season for Mr. Jack Leiter in his sophomore year. He looks again for his sign. He's got it. The 1-1. Fouled in and out of Capers' glove, and he's ahead 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fastball looks good early, 95 miles an hour on that heater. Fastball, curveball, slider, change, and the occasional cutter for Jack Leiter, the 5-pitch arsenal, though talking to Scott Capers, the catcher before the game, they're not going to use the cutter too often today. The 1-2. Fouled straight back. It remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. What Leiter really wants to do is get ahead of guys and continue to throw strikes. When he's throwing strikes, he is really hard to hit. He delivers the 1-2. Check swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. Handcuffed him for strike 3. Jack Leiter strikes out the first man he sees in 2023. One away in the first. Oh, just a perfectly located pitch on the inside corner. A 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He's amped up for opening day. And here's Jordan Lawler. No score, just underway here in the first inning. Leiter looks over his glove. He's back into his windup in the first pitch to the shortstop. Just high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, a Carrollton, Texas native, went to Dallas Jesuit High School just south of here. 1-0 pitch from Leiter. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner on a good slider biting away. Might have been the cutter, in fact. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Leiter quickly back to work, wasting no time, the 1-1. Just off the outside edge, there is the slider. It just missed, and it's two balls and one strike. That slider has been reworked a little bit during spring training. It was more of a sweeper that would have a little bit more depth to it, and he's really tightened it up. He's throwing it a lot harder this year. The 2-1. High off the outside corner and misses with another slider, and it's three balls and one strike. Now to Lawler. Instead of throwing it 85, 86 miles an hour, he's throwing it more 87, 88 miles an hour. And getting really good movement on it horizontally rather than vertically. 3-1. Just low of the zone for ball four, and Lawler draws the walk. So Jack Leiter issues a free pass with one out. That brings Caleb Roberts to the plate, the right fielder batting from the left side. Infield up the middle at double play depth for the Rough Riders. Shifted slightly to the pole side. Leiter working from the stretch for the first time this season. He has his sign and delivers in the first pitch to Roberts. Rip and a miss right by him, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders got in a few days ago. Had practice and media day 2 days ago, one practice yesterday, and now ready for opening day as they play their last spring training game on Sunday. 0-1. Fits on the inside corner, belt high for a strike with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. So not a whole lot of break for these guys coming straight from spring training at the one travel day. And now ready to go. Leiter from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Just low of the zone with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. What a great bunch this was to be around during media day. A lot of great personalities coming back from last year and really showing it off for the camera. Leiter leans over, nods yes to the sign. And he fires over to first. He got him picked up, but Hover dropped the ball. It trickles down the right field line up against the sidewall. Lawler around second. He's up to third, and he stops there. Oh, man. So Jack Leiter made a move over to first base. Lawler started towards second. And Hover had to go off of his glove and down the first base line, allowing Lawler to go all the way first to third. So now the infield comes in for the Rough Riders, with one out in the first inning. Lawler nods yes to the sign. And the 1-2 pitch. Off the fist, foul left side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. We'll see who that error is assessed on. And most likely it'll be on Trevor Hover at first. Lawler in a bit of trouble early on. He deals in the 1-2. Curveball whacked foul on the ground right side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. One thing we noticed last year with Lawler a lot was sometimes he would get into situations with an error behind him. And it would be about buckling down and trying to get out of that inning. See what this new version of Jack Leiter can do. The 1-2. Low and inside, it's 2-2. Missed that time with a fastball. The infield drawn in from left to right. So JC at third, Acuna at short. Edias at second base, and Hover at first. Leiter readies, the 2-2. Down low and inside, kicking up some chalk in the left-handed batter's box. And the count is run full. Three balls and two strikes to Caleb Roberts. Rough Riders with the cream uniform tops today. Cream pants, red double R ball cap. It's the light blue tops today for the Sod Poodles, gray pants, and a darker blue ball cap. Opening day here at Riders Field. Payoff pitch. Robert swings, pops it skyward, left side of the infield. Sajacy into foul ground near the coaching box. He's under it, and he squeezes with one hand to his left. Big second out in the first inning. Davison De Los Santos makes his way to the plate.
That's huge for Jack Leiter. If there's any part of this inning where he's going to start to give something up right after an error and gets a guy to third base, but he continues to throw good stuff, nobody's put the ball in play yet and fair ground off of him.
Leiter ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Chopper, left side of the infield. Sajacy cuts in front of Acuna. Picks, low throw to first. Hover digs it out of the dirt, and he got him. Oh, great pickup by Hover. After he had the ball go off of his glove earlier in the inning, he makes a nifty pickup. And Jack Leiter out of the first inning. No runs, no hits. One error and one runner left on base. To the bottom of the first inning, we're scoreless with the Rough Riders coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter set to lead things off in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Happy opening day, everyone. Happy baseball is back here in North Texas. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles doing battle. Bryce Jarvis back into his wind in the first pitch. Carter takes high and away. One ball and no strikes. Evan Carter, the number two overall prospect in the Rangers organization. Part of a very, very talented bunch here in Frisco this year. Jarvis delivers home. Carter chops it up the middle. Second baseman Bliss to his right. He fields on a high hop, whips it onto first, and just gets the speedy Carter. One away. That brings the big league rehabbing Leody Taveras to the plate. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against the right-hander Bryce Jarvis. Jarvis, the 25-year-old, 6'2", 195 pounds out of Lexington, Kentucky. Drafted in the first round in 2020 out of Duke with the 18th overall selection. And he goes to work head-to-head against the Rough Riders for his fourth time in the last 2 years. First pitch to Taveras. Clips the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Taveras, open stance, wearing the cream jersey and the white pants, the pitch. Little number off the plate, one hop back to Jarvis. He picks it, runs to first, and throws softly in time to get Leody Taveras two away quickly for the Rough Riders. And Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Acuna, the shortstop. He's the number four prospect in this Texas Rangers organization. One back from Jarvis and the pitch on the way. Check swing, he went around on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Well, we talked about Jack Leiter and the expectations for him coming into this season after a tough year last year. The same can similarly be said about Bryce Jarvis, a former first-round pick himself in the 2020 draft. The offering, Acuna whiffs on a high fastball at 96 miles an hour, and the count quickly goes to 0-2. Well, Bryce Jarvis really struggled last year. A nearly 8.5 ERA in last year's campaign. The pitch is low and away, and the count now goes to 1-2. And 2 strikes. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Last year, the Rough Riders roughed him up big. 3 starts against Frisco, he had a 15.5 ERA. 1-2. High off the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And most of that was to giving up 10 runs in his first start against the Riders, but still did not pitch particularly well against Frisco head-to-head last season. 2-2. Fouled back into the glove of D'Alessandro, the catcher, and Acuna strikes out. So an easy first inning for Bryce Jarvis. 1-2-3, sits down the riders, no runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. Sod Poodles nothing, Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning in Frisco, Texas, in what turned out to be a very beautiful day for baseball, as it's a little bit cloudy, but sun's starting to poke through off to our left-hand side as it makes its way towards the horizon. Tim Tawa leads it off for Amarillo in a scoreless game. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Jack Leiter back out for his second inning of work in the first pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tawa, the center fielder, to be followed by A.J. Vukovic and Adrian Del Castillo. 1-0 pitch. Rip and a miss, and a good pitch down low and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Tim Tawa, one of the returners for this Amarillo team. A lot of guys returning from last year's squad that had made a pretty good push towards the second half. Ultimately, their pitching was what let them down. The 1-1. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's two balls and one strike. And if you're new to the Texas League and you're new to listening to Rough Riders Baseball, one thing that you should know, Amarillo's numbers are always going to be a little funky. 2-1. Low off the outside corner, three balls, one strike. That being their offensive numbers and their pitching numbers, because where they play their home games is the most offensive-friendly ballpark in all of minor league baseball, that being Hodgetown. 3-1. Ground ball up the middle, pass liner right to the second baseman, Adias, who fields and flings it on to first for the out. Tawa retired, and there's one away in the second. No score, A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate. The Rough Riders hit 36 home runs in 12 games in Hodgetown last year and absolutely dominated this Sod Poodles team on the offensive side. Quite frankly, when they were at home, they hit really well against them too. First pitch to Vukovic. On the upper edge, outside corner, a strike and it's 0-1. And then similarly, when you look at their pitching numbers head-to-head against Amarillo, while not quite as stark, they weren't very good. The pitch. Breaking ball low and away, and it's now one ball and one strike just because of how good of an offensive park Hodgetown is. This park will play pretty offensive for the most part, though maybe not tonight. 1-1. Off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. And because it's kind of cold, the wind is swirling in all different directions. Usually as it starts to warm up and we start to get closer to June, the wind continues to blow out. 2-1. Low off the outside corner, three balls and one strike, and so that's when we're going to see a lot of balls sailing out of Riders Field. Rough Riders had the second most home runs in franchise history last year. 3-1 pitch. Outside ball four, second free pass issued by Jack Leiter, and it comes with one out here in the second. Vukovic aboard at first base, and Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher, makes his way to the plate. 0-0 our score, top of the second inning. Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher, left-handed batter. So far, Jack Leiter with the two walks. Really no hard contact against him. Pop out, a couple ground outs. He readies and delivers home the first pitch. Catches the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 0-1. The good news is that fastball has been really good. That's what we expected coming into this game, was to see a really good fastball from Leiter, and that's exactly what we've seen. It's touched 98 miles an hour, 0-1. Down low and inside, a check swing, no offer on a slider. One ball and one strike. And Josh, so far it's been all fastballs and sliders from Jack Leiter.
I think he wants to work in, you know, what the things he's trying to work on most, what goes straight with the pitches he's going to be relying on all season.
1-1. Clips the inside corner, belt high for a strike, 1-2.
You said the wind was swirling a moment ago. I looked up at the flags. The one on the left side of the batter's eye was blowing out. The one on the right side was blowing in. So make that make sense.
And they're only about 100 feet apart. 1-2. Drilled in the air, foul right side, and the count remains at 1-2.
And that's the best hit ball we've seen off of Jack Leiter today. So, I mean, you may start to see that third pitch factored in, but I know he wants to establish fastball, slider.
It was a slider down and in that was hit at 106 miles an hour. Dead foul right side. 1-2. Rip and a miss, strike three. Fastball right by him. Jack Leiter picks up his second strikeout, and there are two away. That time is a hit-him-if-you-can fastball. And he blew it right by Adrian Del Castillo. Nothing-nothing our score here in the second. Juan Centeno, the designated hitter, steps in. Centeno a wide-open stance. Leiter from the stretch, he delivers in. Pierces the outside corner for a strike at 94, and it's 0-1. Vukovic at first base. We play in the top of the second inning. Double A opening day, but also high A and low A, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Triple A began last week. And now starting to see the rest of the minor leagues follow suit. Leiter nods yes to the sign from his catcher, Capers. 1-1 pitch. Rounded up the first base line. Hover has it in fair territory. Steps on the first base bag. And there's the second inning. Nicely done by Jack Leiter. A one-out walk. It ends up being harmless. And it's two strikeouts through two innings of shutout baseball for Jack Leiter. Through an inning and a half. We're still scoreless to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A familiar face, Dustin Harris, leads things off for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. No score between Frisco and Amarillo on opening day. Dustin Harris, Thomas Sejasi, and Dio Edius make their way to the plate against Bryce Jarvis, who worked a 1-2-3 first. And he winds back here and delivers the first pitch.
A high drive to deep right field. Roberts going back, looking up. It's over his head, hits off the warning track up against the fence. Harris around first. He's content with second base, and he stops right there with a double. First hit of the day from either club. First hit of the season from either club, and it comes from Dustin Harris with a solid smash at 102 miles an hour. A two-bagger to right field.
What was the first pitch he's seen since August 6th of last year? I think he was impatient a little bit. Patience is a virtue. Sometimes it's good to not have some.
Exactly. That brings Thomas Sejasi to the plate. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The reason it was August 6th that he last saw that pitch is a gust of wind goes blowing through up here in the press box. Harris came in on a ball when he was playing left field last year. The 1-0. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes on Sejasi. Dove headlong in and rolled over on top of his glove with his wrist bending all the way back to his forearm. Ended up with a wrist sprain, and he was done for the season. 2-0. Outside, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes on Sejasi. And that's the only reason why he wasn't a 2020 player last year. 17 home runs, 19 stolen bases. He was well on his way for his second consecutive 2020 season. And he had to stop right there. 3-0. Top of the zone for a strike. So JC tossed the bat away, thinking it was ball four. Instead, it's now 3-1. Home plate umpire Ty Krause making the call. Ty Krause joined by Felix Neon and Jared Molman, our three-man umpiring crew today. 3-1 toss. So JC grounds it third base side. Back in an attempt by De Los Santos. It's past him, but in foul territory. Just barely foul. And it's three balls and two strikes.
And he has a better angle than I do, but from my view, I thought maybe it had gone over the bag. And it would have been probably extra bases. Would have scored a run for sure.
Frisco faithful, not too happy with the call, but Molman's right there down the line. So not many have a better view than he does. Three balls, two strikes on Sejasi. And he calls time. There's a little groundskeeping in the right-handed batter's box. We're scoreless. Nobody out here in the second. Runner at second is Dustin Harris. Jarvis looking in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. So JC watches low and away for ball four. So he walks this time, just three pitches later. Third baseman aboard. Runners at first and second. And nobody out for Dio Andes. Dio was with the Rough Riders in all of 2021. And then to begin 2022, he then went up and spent the rest of the season in AAA after about a month with the Rough Riders. And now back here again in 2023. That's the thing about this Rangers system. It's so incredibly loaded. It's really tough to find a place for some of these talented guys. First pitch. Andias takes down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Andias was a guy who played a ton of defensive positions during his time with the Rough Riders in 2021, playing all over the infield, all four defensive infield positions. 1-0 pitch. It's foul right side off the end of the bat. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders with a golden scoring opportunity here in the second. Open stance for Adius. Red batting gloves, hand below his shoulders. Now he cocks it over his right shoulder, the pitch. Low and away. Missed the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Good speed on the base pass. Jarvis issues in. High off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. What we saw from Bryce Jarvis a lot last year was he'd have strings of innings that everything just came unraveled, and it was the big home run that really bit him. He allowed 27 home runs in 25 starts last year. 3-1 pitch. Edia swings. It's a high, towering fly ball to shallow left field. Vukovic coming in. Still coming. He's under it, and he makes the catch.
That thing was up in the air forever. It finally came down in Vukovic's glove, and there's the first out of the second. Trevor Hover to the plate now. Runners remain at first and second base. One out in the second inning, no score. Hover open stance from the left side. Jarvis from the stretch, he issues in. Just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Trevor Hover, another returner for the Rough Riders. He came up late in the season last year. One of the four guys that came over in the Joey Gallo deal. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. Coming over from the Yankees organization for Joey Gallo and Joely Rodriguez. The other three are all up in the big leagues. Glenn Otto is hurt right now. He's on the 60-day injured list. But Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran up with the Rangers. 1-1. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Of course, we extend our wishes to Josh Smith, though hopefully he gets better as fast as possible, as he took a fastball to the jaw on Monday in the Rangers game. Offer the 24-year-old. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the inside corner at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Last year played 21 games with the Rough Riders. He hit just .230, but he was an on-base machine. A .432 on-base percentage. Walking two times more than he struck out. The pitch. In the air, out to center field. A big swing. Tawa started back. Now he comes in, and he makes the catch. First two aboard in the second, and the next two down on flyouts. Two outs, and here's Kellen Strom. And, Josh, it's pretty evident early on the ball is not carrying at all here at Riders Field.
No, and I think the fielders are getting used to it, too, now, because Tim Tawa off the bat, hearing the thwack and seeing the initial trajectory, thought, that's over my head, and then said, no, that's in front of me, and a fair few feet. He had to run in a little bit to go catch that one.
Two on, two out for Kellen Strom, the pitch. Misses low and away, goes all the way back to the backstop. D'Alessandro has to go back and grab it off the warning track, and both runners advance. So Dustin Harris to third, Thomas Sejacy to second base. And it's one ball, no strikes on Kellen Strom, and a base hit will score two. Golden scoring opportunity for the Rough Riders here in the second inning. Wind back and the pitch to Strom. High and tight, 2-0. Kellen Strom faced Jarvis four times last year, and he went 3-for-4 against him. Trying to rough him up again this year. Had one double and one RBI. 2-0. Low of the zone, three balls and no strikes. Jarvis has a walk in this inning already. He walked 60 in 106 innings last year. Really struggled with the walks and the home run balls, which not a very good combination if you're a pitcher. 3-0. Low and away, and it's blocked off the outside corner by D'Alessandro, but it's ball four. So he saves a run with a glove save off to the right side, but the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders, and here's 9-0 hitting catcher Scott Capers for the first time this year. Scott Capers knows what to do with the bases loaded as time is called, and pitching coach Tom Gorzolani makes his way out, and he'll chat with Bryce Jarvis. Last time he played a game here at Riders Field was game one of the Texas League Championship Series, in which he became the first Rough Riders player in franchise history to have a multi-home run game, including a grand slam. On both of those home runs, he attacked the first pitch. So we'll see what happens in this first offering from Bryce Jarvis in 2023. Capers does have pretty good power as well. Overall, last year, in his time split between Hickory and here in Frisco, he hit 11 home runs in just 57 games. First pitch. Takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And Capers Looking out of the base pass with Dustin Harris at third, Sajacy at second, and Strom at first base with good speed on every bag. 0-1. Takes a strike on the outside corner with a changeup. 0-2 on the Rough Riders catcher. Two outs, bags loaded, no score. Jarvis, shoulder square to the third base dugout. Looks over the tip of his glove, peels back the 0-2. In the air, foul right side. Still no balls and two strikes on the catcher, Capers. Both the Rough Riders catchers are returners. Capers from the second half of last year. David Garcia, who was with the Rough Riders on opening day last year as well, is back. Both those guys, really good people, and good to see them in the clubhouse again. 0-2. Chopper, weakly hit, third base side, going to be a tough play. Third baseman De Los Santos has it go past him in the infield. Capers is safe at first, and Dustin Harris comes in to score. There's the first run of the season for the Rough Riders. Oh, it was a little weakly hit chopper down the third base line, and with two strikes, De Los Santos was playing back defensively at third base. He had to come up in a hurry, and so JC crossed in front of him in the base path and kind of got in front of him legally a little bit, slowed him up trying to get to that baseball, and he had no shot to get it. So it's 1-0 Rough Riders on the infield single. Here's Evan Carter. First pitch, high and tight, 1-0.
I think you noticed the same thing. It was the runner going from second to third. Thomas to JC. Yeah, threw him out of whack. It's a hard enough play as it is, and they have a base runner kind of cross right in front of you. De Los Santos couldn't make the play.
The pitch. Fouled straight back, 1-1. There was nothing wrong with what Sajacy did either. He was just running to the bag and just happened to get there at the same time as De Los Santos. And to be quite frank, I don't know if he doesn't get to that ball anyway with Capers running down the line. The pitch. Carter watches at the bottom of the zone for a strike of the knees. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second inning. 1-2 pitch on the way to Carter. Tried to backdoor and missed outside with the breaking ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Carter bounced out to second in the first inning. He's 0-1. And time called. Like a ball got loose from the lazy river, maybe?
If it did, that thing was way, way into the outfield. It didn't just fall off the lazy river. It was halfway in between the infield and the wall.
That's impressive. 2-2. Carter whacks it foul behind home. Still two balls, two strikes.
I know the wind is gusting, but I don't know if it can blow a ball from the right field wall in the stands 110 feet in from the right field wall.
Got some brave souls out there in the lazy river with how cold it is today, but yeah. It's a heated lazy river, so don't worry about that. 2-2. Inside and low in the dirt, kicks away from D'Alessandro, and that allows the runner Sajacy to come in to score. 2-0 Rough Riders in the second. Second wild pitch of the inning for Bryce Jarvis. Strom to third, Capers to second. It's a full count now on Evan Carter. The Rough Riders taking advantage of some wildness from Bryce Jarvis with two walks and two wild pitches in this second inning. If Carter can pick up the base runners and blow this baby open, the pitch. He hits it in the air out to left center field, sending Vukovic back. It's over his head. This one goes to the wall. Strom in to score. Here comes Capers. Carter around second on his way to third. He slides in safely. Two-run triple for Evan Carter. 4-0 Rough Riders. Vukovic was playing extremely shallow in left field. That ball hit well to the opposite way by Carter, went over his head, and he just turned on the Jets. Sprinting all the way and making it with a slide into third base with a two-run triple.
I think the outfielders knew the ball isn't flying very well today, but we've seen two balls this inning go over an outfielder's head. The very first pitch of this inning and the most recent pitch. And both went for extra base knocks, Dustin Harris and then Evan Carter, respectively.
Here's Leody Taveras. Eighth man up in the inning as Bryce Jarvis steps off. Looking over at Carter. Carver throws back to second. Here comes Carter to the plate, and he is out. Oh, they say Carter missed second base on the triple. So they appeal back to second, and Carter is out. Felix Neon making the call, the umpire. So Carter missed second base on the triple, and Carlos Cardoza is going to go chat about it with Felix Neon. Oh, my goodness. So the inning is over. 4-0 Rough Riders after two. We go to the top of the third. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, a beautiful day for baseball in Frisco, Texas. We head to the third inning from Riders Stadium. Frisco putting up a four spot on the board in the home half of the second inning. 4-0 Frisco. Jack Leiter back to work. Bottom of the order, it's Nafee Castillo, the nine-hole hitter, who takes a strike, and we're underway in the third inning. Jack Leiter, two scoreless frames so far, has not allowed a hit yet. He tails away with the fastball. And it's 1-1 from Jack Leiter to Nafee Castillo, the 22-year-old from the Dominican, and making his Double-A debut today. Right-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher. The 1-1 offering from Jack Leiter off speed is outside, and it's 2-1. 4-0 Frisco in the third inning. The shadows now covering the entirety of the playing surface. Was just covering the infield when we got started. The next pitch cut on and missed by Castillo. And that evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the third from Riders Stadium. Frisco up 4-0 over the Sod Poodles. Leiter back from the wide. The 2-2 pitch on the outside corner taken. Looking. And the third strikeout of the day for Jack Leiter. Gone through the order one time and struck out a third of the batters he has faced and did not allow a base hit the first time through the Sod Poodles lineup. Back to the top of the order for the Sod Poodles, and Jack Leiter tosses a curveball. It is whacked into left center field, coming on as Carter, and he'll have to play it on a bounce. And the first hit of the day allowed by Jack Leiter goes to Ryan Bliss into left center field, and a single for the former second round pick. And the Sod Poodles have a base runner here in the third inning. Brings up Jordan Lawler. Like Zach Bigley said, a return for him at a Dallas Jesuit High School. And not long since he graduated from the high school ranks and back here in Frisco at the Double-A level playing for Amarillo. First pitch to Jordan Lawler is down and in for a ball. He did not play here at Riders Field last year, although he did face Frisco in his brief Double-A stint down the stretch. They played the Rough Riders, but it was at home at Hodgetown in Amarillo. So this is his first Double-A game at this ballpark. Ball outside from Jack Leiter, and it's 2-0. One out, runner at first for the Riders, and Scott Capers will jog out to have a conversation with Jack Leiter, who, all things considered, has pitched pretty well today. 10 batters faced, one hit allowed. And no runs. The only guy allowed in a scoring position was on an error in the first baseman. he got out of it. Trevor Hover muffed a ball at first on a pickoff. And Hover poetically made the play to close out the first inning. A nice dig on a ground ball that would have allowed a run had Hover not picked it out of the dirt. That's why Jack Leiter had a scoreless first inning to begin his 2023 campaign. He posted another zero last inning. Now in the third, Scott Capers back behind the dish after the mound visit. One out in the inning, off-speed pitch popped up and out of play. Two balls and a strike from Jack Leiter. One out and one on for the Sod Poodles. 4-0 lead for Frisco in the third inning. Jack Leiter's second season with Frisco and the opening day starter for the Rough Riders. Comes in with the 2-1 pitch. It's hit hard to left field. Lawler will all the way to the warning track, to the wall. Harris to the home run. Terrace, and that ball is gone. Jordan Lawler cuts the lead in half. The Dallas kid makes some fans happy. You want to see Jordan Lawler. And he homers to left field. It's 4-2 Frisco.
Yeah, he has a big contingent of friends and family here. He went to Dallas Jesuit High School, and he's very familiar with this ballpark. He played here multiple times in high school, and he homers into the home run terrace. He has a lot of power, and he homered against the Rough Riders a few times when they saw him in Amarillo last year. There's a reason why he's the number one prospect in the organization.
So Jordan Lawler homers to left field. Good thing the Rough Riders posted four runs in the second inning. That lead's still intact, although cut in half. First pitch to Caleb Roberts is down and in. One out and nobody on base. Leiter tosses off the outside edge, and ball two. So a bloop and a blast for the Sod Poodles after the single by Ryan Bliss and the home run by Jordan Lawler to bring him in, the Carrollton native, to left field. There's a foul ball down the left field side to J.C. giving chase, but it'll land about 10 rows up beyond the Rough Riders dugout, occupying the third base side. Sod Poodles across the way. Good crowd on hand here on opening day at Riders Field. Three games here this weekend. We will not play on Easter Sunday nor on Monday. And the Riders take to San Antonio after that next week. 2-1 pitch at the knees, maybe just below. And ball three from Jack Leiter. One out, nobody on. Frisco scoring four runs last time up in Amarillo. Coming back with two of their own. High fly ball on the 3-1 pitch. It'll stay in the infield. Maybe playable for Hover and foul ground in front of the Sod Poodles dugout. Makes the catch with his feet on the dirt in front of their first base side dugout and puts away Caleb Roberts. So two down for Davison De Los Santos, who grounded out to third base in his first at-bat today. Comes up for round two against Jack Leiter. Good work for Leiter to follow up the home run with an out, and still has a two-run lead to work with. With two outs and nobody on base, throws outside, not close, and ball one. Well, the last time Jack Leiter started a game, it was the last game of the season last year. He was the starting pitcher in the Texas League Championship game. It's the outside edge for strike one. It's 1-1 from Leiter. Didn't go very long, was chased out in the second inning. Two earned runs, but the bullpen picked him up. Six innings right after that, six straight innings with no runs. A foul ball from De Los Santos. And it's 1-2. Two outs, nobody on, and Frisco up by two. Leiter into the third inning, gives up his first couple hits here in this frame. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, hit hard to right field, a screaming liner that's snared by Kellen Strong. It only got about 10, 15 feet off the ground, and Strom still had to reach up near his shoulder to make that catch, and then makes an excellent throw into the Lazy River to give a souvenir for a fan. There were two runs in the inning on a single and a home run. Jordan Lawler goes yard, but Frisco still leads it 4-2. We head to the bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we head to the bottom of the third inning from Riders Field. Leody Taveras leads off for Frisco against Bryce Jarvis, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Frisco leads it 4-2 over the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles here on opening day. Taveras takes a strike. And it's 1-1 to the rehabbing Texas leaguer, former Rough Rider, and returns here to Frisco to begin his 2023 campaign. The next pitch is hit hard to center field. Tim Tawa moving over towards right center field, has a play on it, and on a jog makes the catch. And right center field to retire Leody Taveras. We'll bring up Luis Angel Acuna with one out in the third inning. Frisco up 4-2. Good to see Taveras back. It's always fun to see MLB players coming through, former Rough Riders. He made his MLB debut July 24th, 2020. His name on the Herman Marshall Road to the Show board down the left field side here at Riders Field as Acuna slices one foul down the right side. A couple of the names right above him and below him are two broadcasters, Jeff Arnold, Melanie Newman, former Riders broadcasters. They've added another broadcaster onto that board down at the bottom, the most recent one. Acuna dribbles one down the third base side, fielded by De Los Santos. He throws across in time for the out. Two down in the inning. The most recent addition to that board, MLB debut 3 days ago, Zach Bigley. Congratulations, Zach, making your Texas Rangers debut, MLB debut. It was fun to listen to 3 days ago.
Well, thanks, Josh. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, an honor to be on that board with a lot of very talented people. I don't feel like I belong, but you know, it was a lot of fun, and hope to do it again soon.
Dustin Harris takes a ball down low. Second pitch he has seen today. He doubled to right field to lead off last inning and score the first run of the game, the first run of the season for Frisco. Second pitch to Harris is also whacked to right field. They're playing a more deep this time, and Caleb Roberts will have a play on it. Moves over. And he makes the catch to put away Frisco in order. 1-2-3, Taveras, Acuna, and Harris all make contact. But nobody gets on board for Frisco in the third. We head to the fourth inning. It's the Rough Riders 4 and the Sod Poodles 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Asad Poodles got two runs last inning and then blanked Frisco in order last frame, and now they try to further cut into the deficit. 4-2 Frisco, we're on to the fourth inning. Here in the season opener from Riders Field, Jack Leiter tosses a fastball in the inside corner for a strike to Tim Tawa. Stanford product at the plate, Vanderbilt product from the bump. Jack Leiter into the wind. The 0-1 pitch, similar spot just inside. And it's 1-1 from Jack Leiter. Zach Bigley brought it up earlier in the broadcast. A bit of a struggle last year for Jack Leiter. Not terrible, for sure. I mean, there were certainly flashes and really good moments over the course of the season for Jack Leiter. A 5.54 ERA. And you could say it was the first time in a while that Leiter struggled, a guy who had just performed so well and so highly touted. A high first-round draft pick. 2-1 pitch is upstairs. 3-1 from Jack Leiter. After all, his final year at Vanderbilt, he went 11-4 overall, 13-4 in his Vanderbilt career. But then last year, 3 wins, 10 losses for Jack Leiter. Fastball down and away, and it's a 5-pitch walk to Tim Tawa to lead off the fourth inning. And the Sod Poodles will bring up the tying run to the plate. A.J. Vukovic to the dish. Here in the fourth inning, 4-2 Frisco, and John Goebel will take a walk and then a jog across the chalk line to have his first conversation of the season on the mound with his young pitcher, Jack Leiter. With 13-4 at Vanderbilt, he was a draft-eligible sophomore. And his first season was cut short by the pandemic, so he really only had one season of college baseball, which is rare for a Power 5 pitcher. You see, at the JUCO level, you're eligible to get drafted after 1 year of college baseball. If you go to a four-year institution, you have to wait 3 years. And there's some exceptions. Leiter, with his being turned 21 already by the time the draft came around, so he only spent 2 seasons, and only one of them a full season at Vanderbilt, and was just so effective that, you know, last year maybe a bit of a new experience for him, going 3-10 and some numbers a bit elevated in terms of the walks and ERA. But this is a new year for Jack. Still 2 weeks shy of his 23rd birthday. First pitch to A.J. Vukovic is a strike. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. A runner at first for the Sod Poodles, who trail Frisco 4-2. Leiter into the stretch with his back to the runner at first. Comes home with the 0-1 on the outside edge. And 0-2 from Jack Leiter. He walked A.J. Vukovic in their first meeting against each other, and Leiter intends to not do the same. He gets ahead, no balls and two strikes. Comes set with Tawa behind him, taking a modest lead. The 0-2 pitch, not close. And the opposite batter's box, 1-2. Leiter playing all last season at the Double-A level. It's understandable for his numbers to be a little higher. You know, playing in the SEC, it's good competition, but Double-A is that much tougher. And so to have an ERA in the mid-fives is hard to blame him. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Jack Leiter sits down A.J. Vukovic with the heater. And there's one out in the fourth inning. He has missed barrels today. And most of the base runners he has allowed have been via the walk. A walk and a strikeout this inning. And now it's Adrian Del Castillo to the plate with one on and one away. Infield shifted a bit. Thomas DeJacy moving over where the shortstop is, but shallow. First pitch is rocketed to center field. This will take Carter back, tailing towards the warning track all the way to the wall, and that ball is into the berm and gone. It's a two-run tying home run for Adrian Del Castillo. And the Sod Poodles have come all the way back to notch this one up at 4 runs apiece. Didn't seem like he got all of it. And at first, Evan Carter was running laterally before running backwards. Only came off the bat at 94 miles an hour, which is hard hit, but not necessarily as hard as some of the balls we've seen today. And it got out into right center field. Two-run home run brings up Juan Centeno, who swings and fouls away the first pitch. So both teams get four runs so far in the early going here in the season opener. Top of the fourth in a tie ball game. Leiter back into the wind with the bases empty, misses down and in to Centeno. And it's one ball and one strike to Centeno, who has 7 years of major league experience under his belt. Starts out this season at AA, the 33-year-old facing perhaps a future major leaguer in Jack Leiter. An off-speed pitch pushes Centeno off the plate, ball two. A guy 10 years older than Jack Leiter, who's about to turn 23 years old this month. A 2-1 pitch from the New Jersey native is down and in, ball three. 3-1 from Jack Leiter, 4-4 tie between Frisco and Amarillo in the fourth inning. Leiter back to the line with a 3-1 pitch swung on and tap foul at the plate. And a full count from Jack Leiter. Facing a guy 10 years older, Leiter last year was 2.5 years younger than the average AA player. And so no harm in bringing him back to the AA ranks. He is still now, you can do the math, about 1.5 years younger than the average player here in the Texas League or anywhere in AA. As a 3-2 count on Juan Centeno. Base is empty with one out. The payoff from Leiter swung on, hit towards second base. A two-hopper fielded at chest level by Dio Arias, and he makes the routine play to put out Juan Centeno. Both times that Jack Leiter has given up a home run, and he has given up a pair of two-run dingers, he has gotten the next guy out and proceeded to finish the inning without any further damage or base runners. He'll try to do that again here in the fourth. One more out to get. Afi Castillo, the hitter, takes a strike. Gave up a two-run home run in the third. Immediately got the next two guys out to end the inning. Gives up a two-run home run here in the fourth. Gets the next guy out. Castillo almost waves at the slider that was not too close. He holds back. And it's ball one, 1-1. Two outs, bases empty, a 4-4 tie in the fourth inning. Leiter looking in to his battery mate, Scott Capers, who sets up on the inside. A fastball hit foul over the right side. And 1-2 from Jack Leiter. Mentioned he was younger than most players last year in the AA ranks. 90% of the at-bats in which he was pitching, the hitter he was facing was older than him last year. Wave and a miss on the 1-2, and he gets out of the inning, striking out Nafi Castillo. And once again, he gives up a home run and then gets the next two guys out. Not the result he wanted, but Frisco is not down. They still have a tie score now as Amarillo comes back with two runs in the top half of the fourth inning. Amarillo 4, Frisco 4. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tie score 4-4. Frisco and Amarillo into the home half of the fourth inning. And Bryce Jarvis back to work facing Thomas Sejasi to open up the fourth. Amarillo giving up four runs all in one inning and then piecing it together. Two runs in back-to-back innings to Nanas back up at four apiece. Sejasi takes a pitch outside, and it's 2-0 from Bryce Jarvis. Sejasi, the right-hand hitter, who walked and later scored in the second inning. Takes a pitch down and away, and it's 3-0. Sejasi came to the plate in the second, walked in a full count pitch, threw the bat aside on the 3-0 pitch that just barely nicked the upper part of the zone, and then fouled off a pitch, then took a walk. Takes one down the middle on a 3-0, and does not toss the bat aside like last time. That one definitely was down Main Street. And it's 3-1 to the Carlsbad, California native. A 3-1 to Sejasi is down and away, and he has walked both plate appearances today, and he leads off the fourth inning by reaching. And Dio Arias will come up next. Tie score, four runs apiece. And Frisco hoping to reclaim the lead here on opening day.
We always want to get the first hit out of the way on opening day, but you don't see many strikes if you're Thomas Sejasi. And nonetheless, two good at-bats or plate appearances and two really good opportunities to get on the base paths.
Arias takes a pitch off the outside, and Jarvis squeezed a little bit by Ty Krause. Does not give him the outside corner, and it's ball one to Arias. Infield shifted a bit to the left. Arias again takes similar spot. That one called a strike, and it's 1-1 to Dio. Playing second base today. Last year was a first and third baseman for Frisco. 15 games for the Rough Riders, 77 at Round Rock. Takes a pitch inside for a ball. He's played all over the infield. Played first and third last year for Frisco. Never did play second base last year for the Rough Riders. But Arias is doing so today on opening day. Two balls and a strike to him, and the pitch is swung on. A line drive up the middle. It lands in shallow center field. Base hit. It moves up Sejasi one station. Arias with a base knock, his first of the season. And the Rough Riders are in business in the bottom of the fourth.
One thing Arias was always able to do was hit. I mean, you look at every single level, and he's hit fairly well, including winning a batting title, hitting .366 back in 2018 with short season at Spokane. And hitting up around 260 to 300 pretty much at every stop he's made in his career.
First hit with Frisco. He already played for Round Rock a few days ago and had a good day at the plate as Trevor Hover comes up. Arias went 2-for-4 5 days ago against Albuquerque. Played third base and now on opening day at the double-A level gets a base hit. Runners at first and second for Frisco and nobody out. In the fourth inning, Hover takes inside. Good block by Del Castillo. And holds the runners at first and second. Frisco gave up the lead. A two-run home run last inning. And now hoping to take it right back the very next half. Bottom of the fourth here. Tie score. A ball and a strike to Trevor Hover, the first baseman today. Left-hand hitter fouls it almost straight back. And it's 1-2 to the third round pick. Zach Bigley mentioned he was traded to Texas, drafted by the Yankees. Traded to Texas, part of the Joey Gallo deal. Partway through his first pro season, he had only played 66 games in his professional career and then had to move organizations. He skies one to center, not deep. Tim Tawa running in. It might be a play for the infielder. No, it's the right fielder coming in, and Roberts makes the catch only a few steps beyond the dirt. And he puts away Trevor Hover. And there's one down here in the fourth inning. Brings up Kellen Strom, who has walked today, now in his second plate appearance. The San Jose State product comes up. Two on and one out in the fourth inning. A colder day. I dare say there will be warmer ones in our future here in the Rough Riders season. But a beautiful viewpoint here from the press box with the sun setting behind us. Some orange hues out at Embassy Hotel out in center field as Strom takes his strike. One out, two on for the Rough Riders. 0-1 the count to Kellen Strom. Jarvis looks back at the runner at second. Throws a fastball outside for ball one. So JC the runner at second. He walked. Arias the runner at first. He singled. Kellen Strom the batter. Third year in pro ball for Strom. An OPS last year just under 800. Pretty good numbers for Strom. Takes a ball inside. Make it 2-1. Played 104 games last year over the course of the season, which is good. A big sample size for him, more than the previous two seasons combined, just in terms of the number of games he was able to log. The 2-1 to Strom is taken maybe just low. And 3-1 from Bryce Jarvis.
And the overall season numbers are good for Strom, but it really was kind of misleading. He was hitting about 147 or so through the first month and a half of the year and then completely turned things around.
He swings in a foul tip to make it strike two on Kellen Strom.
His last 83 games, he hit 305. It was an on-base machine with a 407 on-base percentage. He was one of the better players on the team through about mid-May through the end of the season.
The payoff to Kellen Strom is swung on, blooped into right field. That'll do the job for a base hit. So JC coming home now gets the stop sign, and a good decision to hold him up at third base. Carlos Cardoza running out ahead says, don't you try it. He would have been out at home, and it's a base hit for Kellen Strom to load the bases with one out here in the fourth inning.
Well, this is our first time seeing Carlos Cardoza manage third base as well. And, yeah, he couldn't have come home because Carlos Cardoza was standing in the base path. He would have had to run straight through his manager.
It's not legal to touch a runner, but you can step in front of him and say, don't you try it. That's legal. Don't interfere with a fielder, but you can do that.
It's impossible to run through that stop sign.
Bases loaded and one out for Scott Capers. Swings and a fly ball into center field. Tawa running over. He'll make the catch. So JC tags. He will come home without a throw, and Frisco reclaims the lead. A sack fly for Scott Capers, and Frisco jumps out in front again, 5-4 in the fourth inning.
A well-struck ball by Capers, 102 exit velocity to center field. And Tawa able to cut over and make the catch, but that's good baseball right there. Bases loaded, fewer than two outs, get the runner home. And that's a good job from the nine spot for Capers.
On the plate, Dio Arias moved from second to third on a well-hit ball that took Tawa laterally to right center, and no chance to get either runner. Frisco leads it 5-4. First pitch to Evan Carter is outside as we turn the lineup card over once again. Third time through the lineup for Frisco, we are in the fourth inning. Bryce Jarvis giving up five runs, but it's just a one-run game. 5-4 Frisco. Move over to first, and it skips away. This will score a run. Gets away from the first baseman, Castillo. Both runners will advance on the error by Bryce Jarvis. Trying to pick off the runner at first, Kellen Strom. He gets to second. And Dio Arias scores on the play. Frisco leads it 6-4.
It's opening day. You're going to see some sloppy defense sometimes on that first game, first series of the season. And that's the second error we've seen on a pickoff attempt already in this game. One from either team now.
Both errors were charged to the pitcher. Jack Leiter was credited with the infraction back in the first inning. As Carter takes a pitch low, ball one, 1-0 to Evan Carter. Frisco didn't let it bite him. They got out of that inning with the runner going from first to third on the play, but stranded him at third. This one does hurt the Sod Poodles. It scored a run. Carter swings over the pitch, and it's 1-1 to the center fielder. 6-4 lead for Frisco. In the home half of the fourth inning. A lot of runs so far here in the season opener. And a game that's already an hour and 20 minutes old. Still moving fairly quickly for being nearly to the end of the fourth inning. Carter pops it up on the left side of the infield. De Los Santos into foul territory, puts it away. And that's the end of the fourth inning. Frisco gets a couple of runs with some help. A single by Arias, a walk for JC, Kellen Strom with a single, Capers an RBI, and a pickoff error scores a run as well. Frisco back out in front, 6-4. Zach Bigley back in the play-by-play when we return for the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Yeah.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35.
Woo-woo!
Let's ride.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday. Happy opening day, everybody. Thanks for spending it with us. Jack Leiter goes to work, and the first pitch is cut on and missed by Ryan Bliss. It's 0-1. Bliss at the top of the order. And Jack back out for his fifth inning of work. He's expected to be in the five-inning, 80-pitch range today. So this will be his last inning of work. It's kind of whichever comes first in that variety. The 0-1 slips inside, and it's one ball and one strike on the second baseman, who's 1-for-2 today. Bliss, the Auburn product. Leiter winds back the 1-1. High and tight. Two balls and one strike. Entering into this inning, Leiter 76 pitches. And there is action out in the Rough Riders bullpen with Grant Anderson getting loose, so this might be his final batter. 2-1. In the air out to center field. Carter over to his right. He has it measured, makes the chest-high catch. There's the first out of the fifth inning. Carlos Cardoza on the top step of the dugout. Rough Riders manager. And here he comes. Well, that'll be all she wrote for Jack Leiter in the first start of the season here in 2023. Cardoza makes the motion down to the bullpen. He's going to go get Grant Anderson. And Jack Leiter is done after 4 1/3 innings. We'll get you his final line when we come back. Our score, it's 6-4 Rough Riders near the top of the fifth inning with one out and nobody on. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial, because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Jack Leiter done after 4 1/3 innings. 6-4 our score. Frisco out in front of the Sod Poodles here on opening day. Grant Anderson, very familiar to Rough Riders fans. This is his third season with the Rough Riders. Anderson, the 6-foot, 180-pounder, 25 years of age, out of McNeese State. The Beaumont, Texas native came over to the Rangers organization a few years ago in a trade with the Mariners in exchange for Connor Sadzik. And he has already pitched to the AAA level this year. Jordan Lawler, the first man he faces, right on right. And the right-handed sidearmer delivers. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Lawler went deep his last time up, a two-run home run back in the third. Anderson was flat-out dominant with the Rough Riders last year. He delivers home. Fastball pierces the outside corner a strike, and it's 0-2. In 39 outings with the Rough Riders, he was 5-0 with a 2.80 ERA. And he went up to AAA at the end of the season, 8 outings and had a little bit more struggles up there. The 0-2 is outside, and it's 1-2. But he still struck out a lot of batters, 16-12 2/3, but nearly 6.5 ERA. He stretches and delivers in the 2-1, or the 1-2, I should say. A check swing. He went around off the outside corner for strike three. Good slider low and away, and Grant Anderson strikes out Jordan Lawler, the first man he sees. He'll do a lot of that, especially right on right. That one appearance he's already had in AAA this year, 2 1/3 innings, no hits, 3 strikeouts. He did walk a couple batters. But he's going to pick up a lot of strikeouts when he's facing right-handed batters. He's ready from the stretch against the lefty Caleb Roberts. He deals in. Slider down and in, and it's 1-0 strikes. 6-4 our score. Rough Riders out in front of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Anderson from the stretch. 1-0. Fastball inside corner. Belt high, a strike. 1-1. His right-handed versus left-handed batter splits last year pretty stark. Righties hit just 202 against him. The pitch. Bottom of the zone for a called strike. And the count goes to 1-2. Lefties 277 against Anderson, and that's something that he knows he's been trying to work on. Stretch. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Anamai off the outside corner, and he picks up a couple of strikeouts in the two batters he faces in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base for the Soddies. One out recorded by Leiter, two by Anderson, and the Rough Riders lead 6-4 to the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The home half of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. It's a lively crowd for opening day, and very happy for everyone who made their way out here to Riders Field on this chilly night. This has been a lot of fun, seeing all these fans back here in the ballpark, back here for baseball. Leody Taveras leads it off against Jeff Bain, the new pitcher, and the first offering is high off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Taveras 0-2 in his rehab stint. He's the designated hitter today. Bain from the stretch, and he fires. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. First baseman Castillo has it. He calls off the pitcher, takes it to the pillow himself for the out. And there's the first out of the fifth inning. Taveras started the season on the injured list because of an oblique strain. And he's trying to work his way back. The switch hitter has just had a bat from the left side in his three plate appearances so far. 6-4 Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. One away in the fifth inning. Bain from the stretch. First pitch. Acuna swings, chops at third base side. De Los Santos picks at third. Slings sidearm on the run to first and gets Acuna. And just three pitches into the bottom of the fifth inning, there are already two outs for the Rough Riders. Dustin Harris takes his turn. Night is done for Bryce Jarvis, the starter for Amarillo. He goes four innings in his start, allowing six runs, five of them earned on five hits. He struck out one and walked three. Not necessarily a strong start to the season for Bryce Jarvis. First offering home. Harris swings, rams it foul into the dugout on the right side, home of Amarillo. Watch out. That ball was crushed into the dugout. Usually you see that for a left-handed batter to hit it to the left side, but he got so far out in front of it that he hit it into the dugout behind him. Pitch in. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. You don't see that very often.
And right through the gap in the dugout. I mean, that screen protects all but a little portion there, and he nearly hit the bat boy, and I'm glad everyone's okay.
He'll find you. Offering. Broken bat floater, shallow left center field, long run, Vukovic still coming, can't get it, it falls in for a base hit. Second hit of the day for Dustin Harris, he's now 2-for-3. Didn't hit it hard, but instead of finding the dugout, he finds some green grass with this one in left center field. Picks up the base hit. Two on base runner for the Rough Riders, and here's Thomas Ajayi. 6-4, Frisco leads. Jeff Bain, a returner from last year. 27-year-old, 6'4", 200-pounder, right-hander out of Montebello, California. Pitch in. High and tight, so JC gets out of the way of it, whips his head backward, and his helmet went flying off. One ball, no strikes. Everyone's okay. So JC hasn't seen many strikes today. Just three of them, he's walked twice. The pitch. A breaking ball in there for a called strike on the curve outside corner. One ball and one strike. Bain went to Cal. And in his time with Amarillo last year, 33 games out of the bullpen, a 3.80 ERA. 1-1. So JC watches outside. Two balls, one strike. Pitched really well in AAA Reno as well. A 3.28 ERA in 12 appearances, including seven starts. Back down here in double A. 2-1. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Lawler has it, picks it, throws wide onto second, pulls the second baseman Ryan Bliss off the bag, and Harris is safe. The ball was cued off the end of the bat. It wasn't hit particularly hard out towards short, and Lawler waited on it instead of coming up and charging. Picked it and threw it, had to hurry to get Harris, who runs very well at second base, and he hurried a little bit too much. Threw off to the right side of Ryan Bliss, who had to reach over, backhand it, and keep it from screaming into right field. So Sejasi aboard on the fielder's choice E6, and here's the first pitch to Dio Edias, and he gets beamed by the ball. A curveball that comes inside and hits him on the left calf. So all of a sudden, the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders. And it happened very quickly. First two outs are recorded on just three pitches in this inning. Rough Riders lead 6-4, and now a chance to add on with the bases loaded. Trevor Hover in from the left side. The pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, 0-1.
Hover's had chances for RBIs today. His first two at-bats had two runners aboard both times. He flew out both times. Now bases loaded.
Bain from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. In the air down the left field line and foul. And the count goes to 0-2. See if he can take advantage of this opportunity here. Hover playing first base defensively today. He was a second baseman during his time both in college at Arizona State and in his time with the Yankees organization. Came over here, and there were so many infielders. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and two strikes, so they put him out in left field. Tried that experiment starting in spring training in all of last year. And now he's at first base. He hadn't played first base in his entire life before the end of the season last year when Blaine Crim was promoted and the Rough Riders didn't have any first baseman. 1-2. He swings, it's a high drive. Deep right center field. Forget about it. It's gone. A grand slam for Trevor Hauber on opening day. And the Rough Riders have blown it open. They lead 10-4. Trevor Hauber tattooing a ball to right center field. 391 feet off the facing the Lazy River. 106 miles an hour off the bat for the grand slam. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch bunt. Down the third baseline. Actually foul back behind home, and it's 0-1.
Well, I mentioned Hauber's RBI opportunities. He had left a couple guys on base. Both at-bats, he more than makes up for it. Launching off the waterfall in right field for four ribbies.
The offering in. Strom takes a breaking ball outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, Trevor Hauber, that's a way to start off your season. A grand slam on opening day. 1-1 pitch to Strom. Off the end of the bat, floater into shallow right center field. That drops in for a base hit. All this damage coming with two outs for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom with his third trip on base on opening day. A walk and two singles. And that brings Scott Capers to the dish. First two batters were sat down on a pair of groundouts, three pitches into the inning, and then everything is unraveled for Jeff Bain. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Capers over the top of a curveball off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Our score, Rough Riders lead. 0-1. Off the outside corner and high, and it's one ball and one strike. And Josh, coming into this game, you're thinking, oh, this team is so talented. You know, what are we going to see on opening day? Don't really expect 10 runs through five innings so far. The pitch. Capers drills it into right center field. This one chasing Roberts back into the alley. Still going over his head off the warning track up against the fence. Strom around third. He's getting the wave home. He will score easily. Capers into third with an RBI triple. Pour it on, boys. It's 11-4.
I had some trouble out in right field picking it up, but Capers did, you know, cause the chaos and the little help in right field as Roberts was the first one to touch it, try to barehand it off the bounce. It skipped off the wall, and then Tim Tawa, the center fielder, reached for it twice, didn't get it on either time, and finally the third chance came up with it. I don't think they'll charge either one with an error, but Capers gets a triple out of it, 11-4. This is what I had penned in it. Pre-game, I said 11-4. That's Scott Capers with a triple. It's what I had written down. That's what I thought. So
a grand slam and a catcher triple in the same inning.
That's what I wrote.
For. Where's your bingo card?
I can't prove it to you. I lost the paper that I wrote it down on. My dog ate it. But
Scott Capers has really good power, and he showed it off there. The crazy thing is how shallow these outfielders have been playing for Amarillo all game long, and the Rough Riders have been putting it over their head with ease, including back in the second inning when Evan Carter had an apparent triple to left field. First pitch is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's the ninth man up in this fifth inning. The Rough Riders sent eight to the plate, or I guess seven to the plate in the second. Leody Taveras came up to the plate before kind of an oddity happened with the pitch. Carter takes a strike in the knees. And it's one ball and one strike. Carter appeared to have tripled to left field, but upon appeal, it was said that he missed second base. And so that was reduced to a two-run single. 1-1. Strike on the outside corner, 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Bain, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders pouring it on. 5 runs in the inning. Bain stretches. He deals. Carter lines it the opposite way. Off De Los Santos' glove. Squirts into foul territory. Capers comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Evan Carter. 6 runs in the inning, and the Rough Riders extend their lead. 12-4 Frisco.
Like you said, all with 2 outs. I mean, Jeff Bain came in, looked like a stopper. Ground out to begin the inning. And you used the word unravel earlier. We can't do better than that.
Well, the Rough Riders bat around with Leody Taveras, who led off the inning, stepping in. First pitch. He swings, pops it skyward, left side foul territory and into the seats. It's 0-1.
I can't blame it all on Bain. I mean, this inning would have been over when Thomas Ajayi grounded a ball for it, would have been a fielder's choice. These are all unearned runs, every single last one of them.
Yeah.
So Jeff Bain, luckily, will not have the deadly, you know, 99-plus ERA. It'll be 0 at the end of this inning, no matter what happens.
Stretch in the pitch. Runner takes off, pitches a strike on the outside corner. Throw down to second. Carter is safe. First stolen base of the year for Evan Carter. Oh, he's at second base, 0-2 on Leody Taveras.
It was a decent jump, not a great one, but his slide got under there. I'm surprised Lawler didn't hold the glove on him. He almost came off the bag.
Bain from the stretch. And he deals. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball. And that's the final out of the inning.
Amarillo doesn't know it.
Yep. It is. It's the final out. It's a big inning for the Rough Riders. It's a 6-run inning for the Rough Riders on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. Rough Riders have an error defensively from Amarillo, help them out, and they leave one runner on base. It's a 12-4 advantage for Frisco as we go to the top of the 6th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, you want offense, you got it. Here on opening day, it's 12-4. Rough Riders out in front of Amarillo. Into the top of the 6th inning, Davison De Los Santos leads it off. Grant Anderson's first pitch clips the outside corner of the breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. What a way to begin the year. 6 runs in the 5th inning, highlighted by a Trevor Hover grand slam. The offering home, a swing and a miss. Nasty slider diving low and away from the bat of De Los Santos. And it's 0-2. In this 6th inning, it's De Los Santos, Tim Tawa, A.J. Vukovic. 4-5-6, middle third of the order for Amarillo. 0-2 toss. Check swing, high off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. This is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Rough Riders. This is what you want to see. A lot of offense from this very, very talented lineup. Anderson pitches. Rammed in the air to right field, sending the right fielder Strom back. It's over his head, and it scoots all the way to the wall. De Los Santos up to second, and he stops right there. Leadoff double for the Amarillo third baseman. That's the first hit that Anderson is allowed in his third batter faced. Tim Tawa to the plate now.
It was a tough play for Strom, working laterally. Almost got the edge of his glove on it. And De Los Santos doesn't run great. Probably could have had a triple. Frank Field was just a little bit deeper. Got all the way near the wall.
First pitch, Tawa cues it off the end of the bat, first base side, it trickles foul. 0-1.
I like what I've seen from Anderson. He came in right after Jack Leiter finished last inning and struck out both guys he saw. And even that one, the lone hit he has given up, the double, was almost caught in right field on a tough play.
Anderson readies, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Tawa 0-1 today. Walk and a run scored. Back in the fourth inning. De Los Santos leads from second. Anderson stretches. He delivers home. In the air, down the right field line. Strom under it this time. And he reaches up to make the catch. No tag from De Los Santos. He stays pasted at second. There's the first out of the sixth inning. A.J. Vukovic to the plate. 12-4. Rough Riders lead it. Top of the sixth inning on opening day. This is a three-game series. It's kind of the oddity in the Texas League schedule. Every single series except for two this year are six-game series. Anderson stretches and delivers into Vukovic. On the inside corner, a strike, 0-1. The two that are three-game series are this series against Amarillo, and then coming out of the All-Star break as well, we'll have a three-game series against the San Poodles. That time it's at Amarillo. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-2, and it's more right-on-right damage for Grant Anderson. Every other series this season will be pretty much, for the most part, a few exceptions, Tuesday through Sunday. We are Thursday through Saturday because of Easter in this opening weekend. The pitch. Check swing off the outside corner. They appeal to the middle of the diamond, and Felix Neon said he did not go around. One ball, two strikes. It's part of the tough thing about a three-man umpiring crew is there's no one down the line to appeal to. You have to appeal to the middle of the diamond with a runner at second. One ball and two strikes. Anderson delivers home. Breaking ball popped up right side of the infield. Hover going back at first base into foul ground, and he makes the catch. Two consecutive retired by Grant Anderson after the double in the sixth inning. Now Adrian Del Castillo makes his way. Two-run home run by Del Castillo back in the fourth, providing two of the four runs tonight offensively for Amarillo. First pitch. In the air, down the left field line. Long run for the left fielder Harris into foul ground. So JC giving chase, and he can't get it. Nobody can. It's into the seats. 0-1 on Del Castillo. Everyone has to reset defensively after that long run. After this three-game series with Amarillo, the Rough Riders will head on the road and face San Antonio. Back home, six more against Arkansas, 18th through the 23rd of April. 0-1. High and inside, it's one ball and one strike. It's crazy. We missed the first 5 days of playing baseball in April, and then we only get to see the Rough Riders at home for nine games in this month. just how the schedule worked out. 1-1 the count. The offering in. Inside, it's 2-1.
I'm glad the fans get opening day, though, for the Texas League champions. You want opening day to be at home.
No doubt.
See them come back and represent Texas League championship last September.
2-1. Chopper foul back behind home. 2-2. 12 runs through the first five innings. Makes some people happy as well.
Should we play the at this rate game? It's one of my favorite games. I don't need to do the math for you, but it's a good number.
I want to hear the math.
Okay. Well, I didn't bring my calculator. I could do the mental math, though.
2-2 is fouled away left side. Still 2-2. Okay, assuming that the Rough Riders will not play the bottom of the ninth. They're on pace for 19 runs tonight.
I got 18. You got 19? Mental math, I don't know. You're probably right.
Five innings, 12 divided by 5 times 8.
You're right. Yeah,
19.
I said you were right. So
okay,
therefore,
that's good.
I'm right by calling you right. You were right.
Something like that. 2-2. In the air, foul left side, still 2-2. I whipped out my calculator really quick.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I respect it.
I don't want to lie to you.
Tools you've got available.
Yeah.
There were no rule books that you couldn't do it. I just said I didn't have one. You could do it.
De Los Santos leads from second. Pitch in. Ram foul right side. And El Castillo has gotten out in front of a few pitches. And hit him really hard. One of them was fair and a home run, but he's also fouled off a couple balls with a lot of pop. No action in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Anderson trying to get through the sixth. He delivers. Rip and a miss for strike three. Anderson picks up the strikeout. It's his third, and the side comes to a close in the sixth. Harmless leadoff double, no runs a hit, no errors, runner left on. Bottom six coming up, our score, it's the Rough Riders 12 and the Sod Poodles 4 on opening day on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes two golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Party Deck at Writers Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at writersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Home half of the sixth on a wonderful opening day in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders enjoying the offense. They're leading 12-4 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Luis Angel Acuña will lead things off. Dustin Harris and Thomas Sejasi to follow against a new arm for Amarillo. It's Austin Pope who takes over. Jeff Bain had a tough luck fifth inning, allowing 6 runs, but all of them unearned, following an error from shortstop Jordan Lawler. His final line, kind of ugly because of that. Pope ready from the stretch, and the first pitch. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He went around, and it's strike one. Final line for Jeff Bain, 1 run, or I should say 6 runs over 1 inning. on five hits. The 0-1 fouled back on the ground behind home plate, and it's 0-2. None of those runs earned. No walks and one strikeout. Oh, for 3 day for Luis Angel Acuña, the number 4 prospect in the Rangers system here on opening day. 0-2. Pope, it's an in on his hands, and it's fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. Dustin Harris on deck for the Rough Riders. Pope delivers. High and tight, busting him inside. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The right-hander Austin Pope, another returner in this bullpen for Amarillo, the 24-year-old out of White Plains, New York. Former 15th-round selection by the Diamondbacks in 2015 out of Fairfield College. 1-2. Rip and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout for Pope, and there's one away in the sixth inning. Gives way to Dustin Harris. Last year, Pope split time between Hillsboro and Amarillo. Hillsboro, the high A team for the Diamondbacks organization. Really good in Hillsboro, not so much in Amarillo last year. 1.35 ERA with the Hops, and then in 18 appearances with Amarillo, an 8.49 ERA. First pitch. High and outside to Harris, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. The walks and the homers really plagued him. 9 home runs and 18 outings allowed, and 17 walks in just 29 innings. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. As we previously mentioned, you have to take all these numbers with a grain of salt, but 8.5 ERA is not necessarily just because of how much of a hitter-friendly ballpark Amarillo plays in at home. 2-0. High off the outside corner. 3 balls and no strikes. Dustin Harris has had a really good day at the plate. 2-for-3. A double, a single. 2-run score. Pitch in. And finds the upper edge. Outside corner for a strike with a fastball. 3-1. Really good to see Dustin Harris get off to a good start. Something about opening day where if you pick up that first hit, it just makes things feel a little bit better. Quite honestly, even if you don't pick up that first hit, if you're winning by 8 runs like the Rough Riders are, it's going to make you feel pretty good. 3-1 toss. High off the outside corner, ball 4. 1-out base runner for the Rough Riders. Here's Thomas Sejasi, 12-4 Frisco. So JC has had a productive day. 2 walks, reached on a fielder's choice, scored 3 times. Pulled from the stretch, he deals. In the air, down the right field line, off the fist and foul. 0-1. For JC, those 3 runs scored tonight. Ties a career high. Third time he's done it in his career. 0-1. Down low in the dirt. Kicks away from D'Alessandro. And that allows the runner Harris to move up to second. A wild pitch. The third of the ball game for Amarillo pitchers. 1 ball and 1 strike on Sejasi. 12-4 our score. Rough Riders out in front. Bottom half of the sixth inning alongside Josh Warden, our newest member here at the Riders Baseball Network. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Having fun, Josh?
It's been a blast. Good. It's a beautiful night. Feels like Oregon.
It does.
Where we're from.
1-1 pitch. So JC watches for a strike with a breaking ball. 1-2. And an 8-run lead for the Rough Riders to cap it off. Not too bad.
I mean, the hitters are bringing the heat. It may be mid-50s or whatever it is out in the field, but there's a lot of friction from the balls hitting the barrels of the Rough Riders tonight. So I'm warm.
Speak for yourself. Harris takes his lead from second. Pope brings it in. Low and outside, 2-2.
this is what it's like in Frisco. I mean, I can only imagine what Hodgetown is like, being the most hitter-friendly ballpark in all of minor league baseball. We've seen 16 runs tonight. We're about halfway through.
Only one homer, though.
We'll see some more. That's true. That's different in Hodgetown. We'll see a few more, I guess.
2-2. Rammed foul right side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes.
One home run for Frisco, but they made the most of it. It was the grand slam.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It was a productive home run.
No doubt. It's from Trevor Hover back in that 6-run fifth inning. Rough Riders with 4 runs in the second, 2 in the 4th, 6 in that fifth inning. Playing the bottom of the 6th now. 2-2 pitch. So JC watches outside and low. Man, really good plate appearances. Really good plate discipline from Tommy JC tonight. Those 2 walks, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th. He's gone full once again after being down in the count 1-2. Very talented young hitter. Payoff pitch. He hits it high in the air to shallow center field. Tawa coming in. The center fielder drifting to his left makes the catch. No tag from Harris. He remains at second, and there are 2 outs. And even that at bat right there, he flies out to center. But he worked the count. He was patient. And he made Austin Pope work a little bit. That's what Thomas Sajacy can do. And a guy who is a top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. And maybe a little bit underappreciated for his talents. He's still just 21 years old. He just turned 21. The pitch is fouled away right side, and it's 0-1. I beg your pardon. He's just 20 years old. He turns 21 on April 10th, which is Monday. So just imagine as he matures what his hitting ability is going to mature along with him. What is that going to look like? 0-1. Low and outside. Misses in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. And manager Carlos Cardoza will speak highly of every single player on this team and speak highly of anybody. But he was very high on Thomas Sajacy and his ability at the plate for his age. And what he can do at the plate and also defensively. Just a really underrated player in this system. 1-1. In the air down the right field line towards foul territory. And it sneaks into the seats. 1 ball, 2 strikes. It's one of the things that I know I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm sure you two, you are as well, Josh. Talking to Carlos about his players, because it's not just, oh, you know, he's a really good player. He goes in depth on each one, really caring about each of those players. 1-2 pitch. In the air out to left field. Struck well. Vukovic right there, though, and it's right to the left fielder. Makes the chest high catch, and the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. To the top of the seventh inning, Rough Riders in control, leading 12-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
And at the top of the seventh inning, Rough Riders in control, leading 12-4. Hand it over to Josh Ward.
Thank you, Zach. A lot of offense for Frisco. 8-run advantage, and Grant Anderson back out on the hill to try to protect that lead. Anderson has done well ever since coming in for Jack Leiter in the fifth inning. Struck out a couple batters, has given up just one hit so far. And now facing Juan Centeno for the first time. Hitting from the left side, Centeno, the DH, takes a strike from Grant Anderson, and it's 0-1. So it's a battle of two highly touted starting pitchers today, and it did not go either of their way, especially for Frisco's counterpart. Centeno lifts one to center field. Might be playable for Strom. He runs in and does make a running catch to put away Juan Centeno. And there's one out here in the seventh inning. 12-4 lead for Frisco. Nathy Castillo to the plate. Starting pitcher matchup today featured two guys both drafted by the Yankees in 2019. Both guys who didn't sign. Leiter to Vanderbilt and Bryce Jarvis stayed at Duke. Both sons of longtime MLB pitchers, Kevin Jarvis and Al Leiter. And they will share one more thing in common, that their season opening start didn't go great for either. Both went into the fifth inning. As Grant Anderson misses inside to Castillo. For Kevin Jarvis, four innings, six runs, five of them earned. Anderson's next pitch is also hit high to the outfield. This one in center. Evan Carter drifting back has a play on it. And he makes the catch. A couple steps in front of the warning track. Two flyouts here in the seventh. And Grant Anderson turns the lineup over. We'll face Ryan Bliss. Top of the seventh and an eight-run lead for Frisco. Final line for Jack Leiter. Four and a third innings. Three hits, four runs, all earned. But it was enough. Grant Anderson has picked him up. And so have the hitters, including a six-run fifth inning. Anderson gets a ground ball, right side, backing up on it is Hover. It skips off his heel, almost still a play by Arias, who came into the right field grass and considered throwing to first, but not enough time to get Ryan Bliss, who reaches base on the ground ball, and the seventh inning continues. It's nearly about as quick of a top of the seventh as you can have. That first pitch ground ball to the right side. Likely will be ruled E3 unless they give him a hit on the play. Back, it was a tough hop, and trying to back up off the hit, off the ground ball. It's a runner at first, Jordan Lawler to the plate here in the seventh inning. He had a two-run home run earlier to cut the lead in half, and Amarillo came all the way back with another two-run home run in the fourth. It was tied 4-4, and Frisco wasted little time. Scoring two runs the next inning, six more the next. And they lead it 12-4. Lawler hammers another one to left field towards the same direction he homered. This one does not have the same distance. Dustin Harris comes over just in front of the foul line and puts it away. Grant Anderson pitches a clean inning once again. He has gone 2 2/3 of scoreless relief. And Frisco leads it 12-4 for the first time in the 2023 season. It's time to stretch to the bottom of the seventh on the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Plenty of hits and plenty of runs for the Frisco Rough Riders in the 2023 season opener. Bottom of the seventh inning, Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Frisco Rough Riders lead at 12-4 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Trevor Hover to the plate, will be followed by Kellen Strom and Scott Capers, facing a new relief pitcher for the Sod Poodles. Blake Workman enters the game. And his first pitch is a strike. The right-hander from Cal State Fullerton was drafted 5 years ago by the Diamondbacks, and the 25-year-old makes his first appearance of the season. Righty-lefty matchup. The second pitch is inside, almost hit Trevor Hover. And to the backstop, in fact, almost skimmed off the handle of his bat. And 1-1 the count to Trevor Hover. Seventh inning, and Frisco leads at 12-4 here from Riders Field. Workman, who operates from the stretch at all times, comes home with a breaking ball. Tap foul behind home plate. And it's 1-2. Well, this season, the 2023 campaign, is the 20th anniversary of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. And a lot of celebrations this year. We'll close out the season with 20th anniversary weekend. A lot of other memories and videos and blasts from the past, efforts over the course of the season to remember when baseball came to Frisco, 2003. Hover takes a pitch on the outside corner, strike three looking. And Blake Workman gets a backwards K to begin his relief appearance. We'll bring up Kellen Strong to continue the seventh. 12-4 lead for Frisco. Back in 2003, Frisco began. Was somewhat similar to last season as Frisco comes into their 20th year. In the very first season of Rough Riders baseball, the team won 73 games, and last year they won 74. And both years they made the championship series. Swing and a miss from Callan Strom, and it's 0-1. One out, nobody on for the Riders. Bottom of the seventh, leading 12-4. Both times they swept the divisional series to reach the championship. Strom fouls it back, 0-2. In 03, they didn't win the championship series, played Wichita, back when they were the Wichita, just the Wichita Wranglers back at that point. Last year, Frisco beating Wichita Wind Surge, winning the championship. Some things change, some things stay the same, and Frisco baseball's been through 20 years. No balls and two strikes to Kellen Strong. The right-hand hitter fouls it back in on the hands. A lot of fun to remember all the players that have come through Frisco over the years. Some of the big names who made Frisco Rough Riders baseball great in the last two decades. Workman comes home with another 0-2 above the belt. And a touch inside. And it's 1-2 to Kellen Strom.
Getting ready for this 20th anniversary season, it's been so fun to talk to people who've been around this organization and around this city for 20 years plus, and yeah, just how everything's grown.
1-2 pitch, just misses. Good eye from Strom. It's 2-2.
I mean, for those who knew what Frisco was when the Rough Riders first came to be, in 2003, this was a city of a population of about 58,000 people. Tollway didn't even reach up here, and now it's north of 200,000 people.
Strom just gets a piece, fouls it back to the backstop. It's still 2-2.
And it's a bustling suburb of one of the biggest cities in the country now. I mean, it has changed a ton, and Frisco has been a huge part of what made this Sports City USA. They were the first professional team to come up here to Frisco before the Cowboys and the Stars.
2-2 pitch, low and away in the dirt. Full count to Kellen Strom.
And FC Dallas and the Frisco Fighters and the Legends. I mean, it's a bustling place to be now. And the Rough Riders are really one of the first big organizations to come out here to this city. So really cool to kind of look back through that history, and we'll be telling those stories throughout the season.
The payoff pitch to Kellen Strom is just on the inside corner. And Strom strikes out looking. A good at-bat, a long at-bat. And it was probably a touch inside. And Strom, instead of walking, strikes out looking. Two in a row, backwards K's for Blake Workman. And we'll bring up Scott Capers.
Well, there are a few that know the strike zone as well as Kellen Strom. He has a really good eye, and that one was a touch inside, but Ty Krause punched him out.
So two down, nobody on for Frisco, leading 12-4. A ground ball for Capers to third base. Davison De Los Santos throws across in time, and the side is retired. Two punch outs and a ground out, and no runs across for Frisco in the home half of the seventh. The eighth inning is around the corner. 12-4 lead for the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Crystal's de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Crystal's.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the eighth inning we go on opening day. So glad that you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. First game of 138 of them. Has been a good one so far. Rough Riders lead it 12-4 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And a new pitcher coming into the ballgame for Frisco. It's Alex Spees coming in, right-hander, out of Powder Springs, Georgia. Former second-round pick who did not pitch last year for Frisco, or at all. He was a Rough Rider 2 years ago on the restricted list, didn't pitch at all, and now makes a return to minor league baseball and makes his first appearance of the 2023 season here on opening day, and he'll face the middle of the order with Caleb Roberts coming to the plate for Amarillo in the eighth inning. Guy who throws gas, got some good stuff, and you saw him 2 years ago, Zach. He's got talent for sure.
There's no doubt. I mean, this is a guy who can touch 102 if he wants, or at least he did a couple of years ago, and an absolutely devastating slider. It's just about command for Alex Spees.
His first pitch since the 2021 season is outside for a ball to Caleb Roberts, left-hand hitter who's 0-3 today. Alex Spees, the right-hand reliever, with an infield shift behind him. Throws showing bunt. Roberts pulls back. It's a strike and 1-1. Third baseman Sejasi almost alone on the left side. Acuna is technically on the left side of second base, but only by a step or two. And playing at the back of the infield, as is Dio Arias at second base. A 1-1 to Roberts is low. And ball two from Alex Spees. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, cutter. Second-round pick in 2016. Back in March, he turned 25 years old. Still fairly young. The 2-1 from Spees is off the outside, not by much, at 90 miles an hour, 3-1. From the right-hander. Only had 15 innings back in 2021, and like I said, did not pitch at all last year. Fastball outside for a ball. And he walks the first man he sees. Just trying to get back in the rhythm of it. After not pitching last year, 15 innings in 2021, and nobody played in 2020. And he only had one inning the year before that in 2019. So over the last 5 years, Alex Spees has pitched 16 innings. That's it. I mean, you could get that in a series if you wanted to. Here in six games a week at AA. Spees' first pitch is low and away to Davison De Los Santos. 16 innings over 5 years. And he's hoping to put together a good campaign, start out on a good note, although he does walk the first guy he sees. Big swing and a miss from De Los Santos, who's fooled. And it's 1-1 from Alex Spees. Good news is he's got a lead to work with, so he should be comfortable. 12-4 is the advantage. It's the top of the eighth inning. Frisco in front. The 1-1 from Spees is chopped foul. Again, fooling De Los Santos. Out in front of it and bounces it foul. Two strikes on the third baseman. De facing a good hitter. He was the Cal League batting champ last year, hitting .329. To De Los Santos, low A Visalia, moving up in the Diamondbacks organization. The 1-2 is swung on and chopped foul third base side to the Frisco dugout. And remains 1-2 from Alex Spies. Runner at first for Amarillo. Nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Zach mentioned that Thomas Sejasi will be celebrating a birthday on Monday, the third baseman, not the only one. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Alex Spies punches out Davison De Los Santos and gets his first out since 2021, and it's via the strikeout. Work for Alex Spies, 2 years in the making to come back to record an out. He has pitched a third of an inning officially and now got that out of the way. He can settle down and keep on going. Runner at first, one out in the top of the eighth inning. 12-4 lead for Frisco. Tim Tawa is the batter. First pitch to Tim is swung on and missed. Well, Tim Tawa, a birthday boy tomorrow, as is Jax Biggers. Frisco infielder will turn 26. Tim Tawa turns 24 tomorrow. Next pitch to Tawa is taken down the middle for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Tim Tawa. Thomas Sejasi will turn 21 on the off day Monday. Frisco will travel out to San Antonio and begin a six-game series against the Missions next week. First road trip of the season. No balls and two strikes from Alex Spies from the stretch. Those look like a pretty good pitch, maybe just a bit high. And on an 0-2 count, I'm surprised Tawa took that pitch. Borderline call, it's ruled ball one. One out and a runner at first for the Sod Poodles. Infield for Frisco towards double play depth. The 1-2 pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the left side. It gets through. Acuna running over. And with double play depth, he was playing up the middle. Maybe would have gotten to that one had there not been a runner at base. But it dribbles through to left field for a one-out single. No runners at first and second after the Tim Tawa single. A.J. Vukovic is the hitter. 0-for-2 with a walk today. And John Gobel is going to jog out of the dugout to conversate with Alex Spies. Frisco leading 12-4 over Amarillo on opening day. Trying to go for another opening day victory like last year when Frisco had to come from behind, and they did do so against Arkansas. An eighth inning dramatics to win 5-4 last year. Back-to-back home openers for the Rough Riders. Always a big juice, a big boost for a team to not have to say, yeah, we start the season, but you can't see us yet. We'll be back next week. But to start out at home, they did it last year and claimed victory. Start out the season at home again this year and on their way to claim victory. Still got a couple innings to get through, but they lead 12-4. After the mound visit, first pitch from Alex Spies, A.J. Vukovic is inside for a ball. Last year in the season opener, Matt Watley with a couple of hits. Scored two runs in the eighth inning to come back. And start out the season 1-0. The 1-0 from Alex Spies is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1.
It was one of the really cool things about Double-A baseball, of course, last year in that opener. It was a go-ahead RBI double from Ezekiel Duran in the eighth inning. They gave the Rough Riders the lead. And then he was in the big leagues in June.
Alex Spies pitch, grounded toward short. Acuna has a chance for two, wings it to second for the first out. On to first for the double play. Frisco turns two, Acuna to Arias to Haver, and Alex Spies tosses a scoreless inning. Allowed a leadoff walk, but erases with a double play, and he faces just one over the minimum in the eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Frisco leads it 12-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Evan Carter will lead it off in the home half of the eighth inning. 12-4 lead for the Rough Riders on opening day. Blake Workman returns for another relief inning for Amarillo. First pitch is high for a ball. And it's 1-0 to Evan Carter, who's had a fantastic start to his season. Two base hits today, including a triple, technically a single. He got to third. He missed second, so two singles on the day. But he barreled up that baseball for two RBIs back in the second inning. Takes a strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, just watch the highlight. It was clearly a triple.
It was a triple. We'll have to ask him later if he really missed second. It did appeal. He came home and maybe scored on the appeal. That's how speedy and crafty of a runner he is. 1-1 pitch is outside. Technically, it's a live ball to make an appeal. So when the pitcher steps off, the runner can go. And with a throw back to second to appeal if he missed second base, Carter ran home and slid in on a bang-bang play. Takes a strike, and it's 2-2. As they threw to second and the throw back home, and the home plate umpire was about to rule one way or the other, I don't know, and then he said, well, is he out at second on the appeal? And Felix Neon said, yes, and then the home plate umpire, Ty Krause, says, okay, then I don't have to tell you whether or not he was out at home, and now Carter is out at home. He swings and misses for strike three. I would have liked to know if he was safe. It was close. I couldn't tell one way or the other. The throw beat him just by a quarter of a second, but he might have slid under the tag. We're going to see a pinch hitter here. It looks like Josh Saleh is coming in to hit for the Rough Riders. The 31-year-old out of Seattle, Washington, who played one game last year for the Rough Riders before moving on to AAA, starts out this season with Frisco. And Josh Saleh comes in to pinch hit. He replaces Leody Taveras. And so the left-hand hitter replaces the DH and will hit against Blake Workman. Spent 7 years outside of minor league baseball. Josh Saleh's first minor league game returning was with Rough Riders June of last year. Takes a strike and it's 0-1. Only played the one game, moved on to Round Rock for the rest of the season, and now returns to play for Frisco to open up the season here. The 0-1 to Saleh, big cut. He's looking for some distance and doesn't get a piece of it. It's 0-2.
Remember, we were on the road when he was with us last year. In that one game, he went 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk.
Another big cut, and he punches out.
And he said, he got on the bus and was told he was getting promoted up to AAA. He said, man, all I got to do is strike out every time I come up, and I'll get promoted.
And he did well at Round Rock at a 756 OPS, more than respectable. But he does strike out here in his first appearance of the 2023 season. We'll bring up Luis Angel Acuna with two down in the eighth. 12-4 lead for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Acuna is down and away for a ball. Mentioned the season opener last year, a victory for the Rough Riders over Arkansas at home. The starting pitcher that day was Cody Bradford, opening day starter last year. Moved on to AAA, pitched in the second game of the year for the Round Rock Express this year and did well into the sixth inning. And no runs, just two hits as Acuna fouls one away. It's 1-1 on a check swing. So fun to see Cody Bradford being the opening day starter move on to AAA the next season, and maybe same will be set for Jack Leiter, opening day starter this year. And perhaps we'll be talking about him at AAA or better before too long. 1-1 to Acuna is high. Two balls and a strike to Luis Angel.
We saw flashes of good stuff from Jack Leiter today. The two home runs obviously will give you a lot of runs in a big hurry.
Next pitch to Acuna's foul back towards us in the press box. And it's 2-2.
But five strikeouts. Struggled with the command a little bit. And one of those walks did come in to score on a two-run homer in the fourth. But really showed some good stuff. And that's similar to what we saw last year. A lot of strikeouts. A lot of good stuff every now and again.
Acuna takes a big cut of the 2-2 and does not get a piece. Blake Workman strikes out the side in order in the eighth inning. And Frisco goes scoreless since their 6-run sixth inning. But that's been enough. They lead 12-4 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Three more outs to get before Frisco can boast a 1-0 record in 2023. 12-4 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the ninth inning we go. Frisco leads it 12-4, trying to get to 1-0 on the season. And with the play-by-play, here's Zach Bigley.
All right, let's take this baby home, Josh. Top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders turn to Theo McDowell for his Double-A debut with Frisco. McDowell, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. And Frisco, who figures to have a pretty deep bullpen this year, ends up going to the right-hander on opening day. Not a safe situation with an 8-run advantage for the Rough Riders, 12-4. A 24-year-old right-hander, 6'4", 175 pounds, out of Essex Junction, Vermont. Former 14th-round pick by the Rangers back in 2018. This is the bottom third of the order. It's Adrian Del Castillo, and the first pitch is drilled in the air to right field. Drops in front of Kellen Strom for a base hit. Del Castillo has himself a leadoff single here in the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading by 8 runs. Juan Centeno takes his turn. 12 runs on 11 hits, 1 error for the Rough Riders. 4 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for Amarillo tonight. McDowell last year split his time between Down East and Hickory and had a really strong season in relief. First pitch to Centeno. Captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Combined between the two stops, last year, 38 total appearances, 5-2, a 2.64 ERA, as the next offering is chopped foul, right side, and it's 0-2. Over 47 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 50. And the crazy thing, a 160 opponent batting average against. That was the best in the entire Rangers farm system last year. He features just 2 pitches, a fastball and a curveball. He's ahead 0-2 on Centeno. Wide open stance from the left side. The pitch is hit high in the air behind home. Capers giving it a look from his catcher spot, but it's 4 rows deep behind home. 0-2 to Centeno, runner at first, nobody out, top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders looking for their third consecutive victory on opening day. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a curveball low of the zone. And Juan Centeno down on strikes. First strikeout for Theo McDowell. One away, and here's Nafy Castillo. Rough Riders are 10-9 in their franchise history on opening day. McDowell delivers. Outside, nice stop by Capers and a ball that landed in the left-handed batter's box, and he was able to get his glove out there, tried to short pick it. He couldn't, but he kept it in front. Keeps Del Castillo at first base. One ball, no strikes on Castillo. The Rough Riders are 10-9, but they've won their last two on opening day. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slow off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And Rough Riders have had really good attendance as well since 2005 on opening day. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way is cut on and missed off the outside corner, 1-2. Well, McDowell looking to put away Castillo. He deals in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him low and away with the curve. Back-to-back strikeouts for Theo McDowell. Amarillo down to their final out on this opening night. Ryan Bliss steps in. Top of the order. He's 1-for-4 with a single back in the third. First pitch from McDowell. Swing and a miss. 0-1. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's only about a 6-7-mile-an-hour difference between that fastball and curveball, but a lot of movement on it. 0-1 pitch from McDowell. Curveball strike inside corner. 0-2. One strike away from an opening day win. McDowell delivers. Line drive to left field. Harris there dives, and he's got it! Riders win on a brilliant defensive play by Dustin Harris in left field. Frisco is 1-0 in 2023. An opening day win of 12-4 over Amarillo. And the Rough Riders win their opening day game for the third year in a row. A line drive directly at Dustin Harris. Dove in and off to his right side, and he made the catch. High five line for the Rough Riders on day one of the 2023 campaign. Josh Wharton has the postgame show for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Riders are 1-0. It's been 191 days since they celebrated the Texas League Championship, and they are still undefeated in the past 191 days. And they were undefeated in the whole postseason last year, so it's even more than that. It's about 200 days now. And the Riders win it here against Amarillo. 12-4, the final score from Riders Field. Zach Bigley with the call, as well as myself, Josh Warden. A fun one to see as Frisco started early and often with the offense, gave up the lead, took it right back, and held on to that one, and never did give up another run after allowing the lead to dissipate. Amarillo knocked back-to-back innings, had two-run home runs in the third and fourth innings. And a good feel for Jordan Lawler. A lot of fans obviously rooting on Frisco being the hometown club, but Lawler, the hometown kid, being from Jesuit High School in Dallas, and he had the two-run home run that got Amarillo's scoring started, and that followed with a two-run home run the next inning for Adrian Del Castillo. And that tied it up at four runs apiece. Jack Leiter gave up the two home runs, but did finish out that inning, got the next two guys out and the first guy in the fifth inning, and then was pulled for Grant Anderson, who should be the winning pitcher today since Leiter went just shy of five innings. And Anderson pitched well, finishing out the fifth and went through the sixth and into the seventh innings and kept Amarillo scoreless. In fact, the bullpen did not allow a run against Amarillo in the four and two-thirds innings. Frisco wins it 12-4 is the final score over the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and Frisco takes a 1-0 record into the 2023 season. We will do it again tomorrow, but at a different time, so tune in tomorrow. It is a 7:05 first pitch. Pregame show begins at 6:50 with Frisco and Amarillo going at it for game two of the series between these two clubs. Take a real quick break and come back to wrap up the postgame show as we continue with Frisco winning 12-4 over Amarillo right here on the Riders Baseball Network from Frisco.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Good defense, good pitching, and most of all, good hitting for Frisco today. 12 runs in the ball game, highlighted probably by the grand slam. It's hard to overlook a grand slam. Trevor Hover launched one out to right field for the four RBIs. The only thing is that wasn't to take the lead. That was just to build it, as Frisco had already scored one run in the fifth inning, in which they ultimately scored six. And they had already taken the lead back in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The go-ahead situation came in the fourth, right after giving up the lead. And then the first two guys got on board. Thomas Ajayi, Dio Arias, walked and singled, respectively. Kellen Strom singled after that. And the sack fly for Scott Capers gave Frisco the lead. So Capers delivered the go-ahead RBI. And then a wild pitch scored a run after that. So Frisco scored two that inning, came back with a grand slam among a six-run inning in the fifth. And then nobody scored since. Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth innings cruised along. And we finish out opening day here in Frisco with a 12-4 final score. Frisco is now 11-7 last year against Amarillo, and so is looking to continue increasing that mark against the Sod Poodles. They're now four games over 500 against the Sod Poodles all time, 41-37, including a mark at home of 20-15, winning in the season opener for the third consecutive time. Well, the fans take to the field in the outfield. We got fireworks upcoming, running around in the outfield and enjoying Riders Field for the first time of nearly 70 games we'll have here at this stadium in 2023. If it's like this all season, it's going to be a fun one. I had a lot of fun. First Rough Riders game I've seen, first professional baseball broadcast I've been a part of. Hope that it's all fun like this, and thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are in Texas or beyond. Rough Riders win it 12-4 for Zach Bigley, Peyton Reed, Kristen King, Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, everyone else in the organization. Want to give my sincere thanks and gratitude for their work leading up the whole offseason. For a lot of the people behind the scenes to make this come together was not easy. And the Frisco players as well doing the work and improved to 1-0 on the season in 2023. First pitch tomorrow at 7:05 for game two of this three-game series. Frisco with Owen White on the mound. Luke Albright for Amarillo. 7:05 tomorrow on Friday as we continue the series. You can hear it all right here where you were listening today, MILB.TV or RidersBaseball.com. Wherever you are, come back tomorrow for game two of the series. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off from Frisco for the first time in 2023. Talk to you tomorrow evening from Riders Field. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!